Blog Talk Radio.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Show.
Good morning, sunshine.
Jay Christmas West. See, I didn't have to hit him real hard like I did last week, Miss West. I didn't have to hit him too hard.
You said you think you may have hit it too hard?
Nah, I didn't say that.
Oh, I said because you can never hit it too hard.
Nah, I said I didn't have to hit him too hard this morning like I did last week.
Got you. Got you. There's been a lot going on in the world in the last week since we aired Tuesday.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. The government is back to work, for one.
Yes, and that's good news, definitely, for all those people that were out. I wonder how that's going to work with them getting their paychecks.
I don't know, but all I know is I still had taxes taken out of my check, even though the government wasn't working.
So we were paying them even though they weren't working. And they're
even
supposed
though
to
they
be working
work.
For us.
So I found some I had a friend say something interesting. I mean it was so, I shouldn't say it was so far fetched that it made sense, but it kind of made sense.
Okay.
But at the same time, it was like, you know, get out of here. But he said, you know, this was the government's way of trying to chip away at our national debt. He said he figured, you know, they don't have to pay people so they can pay off some of the debt. So they, you know, they make some Americans suffer so they can pay off some of the debt. And I was like, you know, I don't make the debt is so high. The debt is so high that they don't make no sense. But then I thought about it. I was like, yeah, you know, it could be. It could be possible. I could see something like that being possible. Because, you know, we always like to look at government conspiracies as how they hurt us. Nobody's ever came up with a conspiracy of how it helps. I wonder if anybody's ever done that. Just makes me think, you know.
I don't have an answer for you, honey.
Yeah, me neither. But like you said, there's been a lot of things going on. What else been going on? I had like a whole list of things that I don't know what I did with my list. I don't know what's going on.
Well, we already said that the government is back in order. I mean, we have also along the lines of that the Obamacare. People are now, instead of complaining about why or being upset about or having issues with the program, the plan itself, now it's, you know, the website doesn't work. So how do you get on and even find out if you're eligible, what you would have to pay, if you can even get insurance, whatever the case. Well, everybody can have insurance, but the websites obviously aren't working as well as they should. I'm thinking to myself, I mean, and I'm not the brightest thing out there, but I mean, I know pretty much how like computer servers work, and you know, I have a good idea of the companies out there that build computer servers. And I mean, considering that it's billions of people, I think it's expected that you're going to come across the website if it's open within, you know, a couple of weeks, that it has some glitches in it and they have to go in and retweak what's going on so it can work, right? Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, you would think that they already had that together before they even put it out there.
No, but I don't think that there will be any way to determine the load that it would have to carry. Like, have to, considering the mass amount of people that will be logging on at the same exact time.
Yeah, I mean, you got a point there, but you got to know, I mean, you got to know it's going to be a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you got to know it's going to be a lot, but you're not talking about a company that has 15,000 employees. That's not the case. At that, in that actuality, then you can determine I have 15,000 staff and, you know, whatever that needs to log on to this server every day. So you know what you need, but you don't really have an idea, I don't think, that of who's going to be logging on. But I could be wrong. Maybe I'm just playing out the side of the reason that it could be issues with the website. But people are having an issue, and I understand that. We're also having an issue with our login. Like, they want us to go in and check out and compare what options that we have. This is better than what my company is offering. And I haven't been able to get on there. They gave me a password. I was able to set up the password, but then when I tried to get on again, it didn't work. Or it would be error this, error that. Now, before, when the government was shut down, since all of our IT workers are contracted in, we had no IT workers. So in the case that I'm glad the government shutdown was up, because if you needed assistance, you didn't have anyone to go to. So our deadline actually to insure our insurance through my job is November 6th. So we don't even have as much time as the people that are uninsured that are, you know, given the option of Obamacare. So I'm glad that they are back in, because you would be surprised as many jobs, as many people were out of work because of that shutdown. It was like the smallest, you're like, really? They're out of work? But you'd be surprised as much things are attached to, like, government employment. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's crazy. You don't even realize some of the things that are attached that until they're affected. I had a friend of mine whose his mother was out of work. Until the government went back to work. So,
right.
You know, I have friends. You know what I mean? I mean, it's some things that's obvious, but you just don't think about it.
The government is the largest employer in the United States. So you don't think about it like that. But in actuality, like earlier I said, they work for us. Supposedly, that's what's supposed to be the case. I don't think that that's really how it stands.
Nah.
Unfortunately for us. And I think that there's a way for us to change it, but I don't know if there's enough organization nor the willingness to even get together to do something like that. Overturn the government. It's going to be a revolution.
347-637-3859. Hit us up talking about the government's back to work. Give us your opinion on that. NBA season is just around the corner. You know, I love the NBA. You know, Miss West loves the NBA.
Mm.
And I hate to say it, but both of our teams are not projected to do all that well this year. Your team better than mine. But we could talk about that in a little bit. Before we went to air, you were talking about, and we got cut off because, you know, we had to start the show, but you were talking about, you know, Kanye and Kim Kardashian and, you know, how you were sick of hearing about them.
I'm hoping, praying that Ms. Barry calls us at some point today, because I just need to confirm, even though they're showing pictures of them at the Giants Stadium and, you know, the ring, she Instagrammed or tweeted the ring, said, guess what just happened, Kim Ye. I mean, obviously this is what it is. Now, just last week I read an article that Kanye supposedly said, allegedly said that he wouldn't want to marry Kim. He just wanted her as a partner, but he wanted her in his life. So, I mean, obviously you can't believe everything you read.
Nah.
You got to wait until the proof's in the pudding, and it looks like it's official. He invited friends out. He bought out, you know, the stadium, invited friends and family out, and proposed to her. So they're engaged. Beautiful, beautiful.
This happened last night?
This happened, let's see.
How do you buy out the stadium to propose to someone? I mean, that's money.
Well, it definitely wasn't last night, because didn't they play last night?
Yeah, they had a game. So I was going to say, you know, somebody put them reports out there to try to make them look like a ball, and it wasn't really the case.
I'm talking about last night.
Talk about that's all Kanye friends in there. Nah, please don't. You ain't that slick, homie. They was playing last. Giants played the Vikings last night. Giants got their first win of the season in a game that I didn't even watch, not 1 second of the game. But I'm hearing from analysts and everything like that. This game was like the ugliest football game ever played in life history ever.
And guess how surprised you're going to be right now? I actually watched it.
What?
I actually watched the game. And only because a girlfriend of mine, she's into football and she does the fantasy. So she had picked Eli Manning for something. And so we were at this bar down in Center City watching it, and whoever, if I'm not mistaken, it was the Vikings?
Yes.
Is that who they played? Okay.
Yes.
They lost very bad. It was like one of those things where you're like, you feel really, really bad. Like when you have Eagles fans talking crap about the fans in the world, it was really funny. Like they were going, it was a lot of Giants fans there, a lot of them. I think there's a lot of people.
Well, yeah, their team was playing. And unfortunately, my team lost on Sunday. So, you know, Giants fans are going to come out of all the fans. When Eagles lose, let me tell you something. In Philadelphia, and I'm sure in anywhere else, but especially in Philadelphia, when the Eagles lose, all the fans of the other teams come crawling from under the rock. The Eagles have won like 2 weeks in a row. Okay. And 2 weeks ago, they beat the Giants. When we lose, these people come from they come from out of the cracks in the concrete. They come from under rocks. They come from anywhere that you can think of, just to talk about how the Eagles lost. And we lost to the Cowboys on Sunday, and it was bad. Okay, we lost to them bad. It was like, not like 17-3. We didn't even score a touchdown. Okay,
right.
So, you know, I'm sure the Giants fans were out in full force last night, especially since, you know, the Eagles lost, and double especially because they were on TV. They were on primetime last night. But people, let me tell you something. I've been up since, you know, for the most part, 6 o'clock last night. And all I've been hearing, because I got up and I went out and for my lunch break at like 4 o'clock this morning or whatever. And I was just listening to the radio, and I mean, they were just an analyst and radio people. Just saying it was the worst game they ever watched in their entire life. So, you know, mm-hmm. Be that as it may.
I mean, I'm not up on football, so what would make it a bad game? Because I think that for any Giants fan, it would have been a great game.
Well, just ugliness. Just, you know, the fact that, I mean,
the other team dropped the ball several times. I can say that it's called a fumble.
Right. Teams dropping the ball, teams fumbling, turnovers, stuff like that. Just things that aren't supposed to happen or that are supposed to happen aren't happening, and things that are supposed to happen aren't happening. I'm sorry if I just said the same thing twice, but it's kind of hard to explain what an ugly game would be to someone that doesn't really watch football. But it's just, from what I was told, is very ugly. I'm glad I didn't watch. Glad I didn't watch. I was at work. But back to what we were saying, we were talking about Kanye and Kim, and it's funny that, you know, you said that you had read something where, you know, Kanye said he wouldn't marry a girl like that. And
No, don't try to make Miss West out. No, I didn't say that. I read that he said he didn't want to marry Kim. He wanted to just be partners.
How is that different from what I just said?
You said he wouldn't marry a girl like her. He didn't say that. That sounds like, you know, he's saying like,
well,
she's not.
Well, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. That's the number one rule in journalism as well. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. So, he wasn't going to marry her, but he got engaged. But I was saying that to say, because in the summertime, I believe I heard something where Kim said, you know, she don't think she would marry Kanye.
Yeah, I had heard something of the sort, too. That's why I hope Miss Barry does call in, because I do want to clear that up. I mean, it does look legit, and it looks like the pictures are more in the daytime, so it's possible he could have bought out maybe an hour or two there in the stadium. Who knows? But I do want
maybe
to confirm.
Maybe he bought out, like, a suite.
No, they were in the bleachers. Like, he had a band out there. There were lights. He was on the Megatron. This is what it says. And that's why I would love for Ms. Barry to call in and confirm this information for us.
Well, maybe she'll be able to call in. I know she's working. I was talking with her last night. I know she's working the early shift these days, so I don't know. She might be able to call in. You know, she surprises us at times.
I hope so. Do you watch The Voice?
No, I don't.
The Voice show? Have you ever seen it?
Yes, I have.
Okay. You know CeeLo Green then. Even if you watch it or not, you know CeeLo.
I know him before he was known as CeeLo Green. Just
yeah. Oh, do you? Are you a close friend of his? Because he's allegedly, he was charged today. This was supposed to, well, yesterday, with one felony count of furnishing a controlled substance. Allegedly, he slipped a drug into a woman's drink.
Wow.
Right.
Well, let me look at him.
In L.A. Now, this article is from...
Look at him as well. Would he have to slip something into your drink?
Let me think about that. No, he would not need to, and I would not want him to. It's never that serious, and I'm the type of person. I'm not just going
to
shut
you
out.
Sounds like he would need to.
You know, he wouldn't need to, because it is what it is. You know, I love an attractive person. I'm not going to say I'm not a sucker for a nice face, but you know, I'm grown, so I look for a little bit more substance. If the guy is cool, you know, he has personality, charming, funny, you know, has other attributes that, you know, I do require to stick around, then, yeah, I'm going to give him a chance. So no CeeLo or no anyone. You don't have to slip Miss West and Mickey. You know, just ask. I'll give you an answer. We'll work it out. We'll figure it out.
You heard that, CeeLo? You ain't got to slip her and Mickey, so, you know.
I don't like how you're taking my words and twisting them up today.
I'm not. I just said exactly what you said. You don't have to slip her no Mickey. I said exactly what you said.
So allegedly, he slipped ecstasy into a 33-year-old female's drink while they were in a restaurant in L.A. Somewhere between like July of last year. I mean, 2012. So they're charging them in sand, I guess. No, they're trying. No, they're not saying that he raped her. They're not saying that. The woman actually declined. She did not file a charge of rape. The girl did say that he raped her, but the prosecutor said it wasn't enough evidence. So they're not charging them of rape, but just for having that controlled substance. And, you know, allegedly, I guess he admitted to having it. He probably admitted to maybe putting it in her drink.
Oh, CeeLo.
But he did plead not guilty, so let's...
You there, Miss West? You cut off. What happened to you? Where you at? Where you at, Miss West? All right. Well, let's try to get Miss West situated here. We're gonna go take a quick break. We'll be right back right here on the new Twitch show. J. Chris, Miss West.
Baby,
And we're back on the new Twitch show, J. Chris. We're having some difficulty with Miss West. Let me see if I can get Miss West on the phone with us. Let me see. Let me give her a real quick call, and let's see what happens. I'm going to dial her number up right here, and I'm not going to say it out loud because I don't want y'all creeps out there trying to call her all the time and stuff. And let's see what happens here. Let's see. Let's see what happens. See if we can talk to her. See if she answered the phone. She's not going to answer.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 2-6-7-7-7.
Oh, boy, I almost put a whole phone number out there. No. Can't do that. So we're going to see what we can do. We're going to try to get Miss West back on the phone, and if we can't, you know, we'll just have to fly solo for a little bit. Keep it locked, y'all. It's new to us.
Finna grab you by the waist, take you for a ride, kiss you from your navel to your thigh, grab you with your legs, look me in the eyes, wanna get your temperature rise, get you on the table, or the counter or the floor, it don't matter, I just want you right now, whisper in my ear, girl, tell me how I turn you on, tell me that you can't leave me alone, I'm tryna kiss you on your neck, yeah, while I'm feeling on your booty, yeah, you cream before we even get into it, it's a little tighter. All up in your mind, got you going crazy, not knowing what's next. I know you can't fight it, girl. Keep doing what you're doing, like. I love the way you're doing what you're doing, like. Keep doing what you're doing, cause you do it right. Maybe I'm on, and I can give you all the things you like. So just relax for me. I ain't gon' keep you waiting all night. Like I say, do me now.
Falling, if she lead it. club with me, then her maturity. Gonna make sure she follow me in her car. She gon' make sure she leaving time to get home, get ready for work.
I'll get ready for class.
Because shorty major is business and accounting. Know her mama proud of her. So with my little mama, anti-drama. So in celebration of you, shorty, I'ma raise a glass. Here's a toast to my ladies with class. I'll see you, babe. Take a second to turn into a believer. She your fever. In the middle of July, 12 noon in Las Vegas.
Let me show you why.
She know what she want. Not afraid to get it, not afraid to have fun. Baby, you the one. You and father twin. Sexy as they come. Swag so mean, I'ma raise a glass. Here's a toast to my ladies with class.
Floor 454, fully restored. Nice wheels, red bottoms galore. Being honest, they don't make them like you anymore. We the hottest in my, keep me the comments. We'll be dancing with the stars and throwing peace signs at the comments. We'll be posing for the cameras when they bring us on the carpet. Eating breakfast in the morning while we reading on the comments like, ooh girl, oh man, y'all see her? Got me like I'ma spend my whole life with you and make the perfect wife out you and now the mother of my kids.
Oh, everybody raise a glass. Here's a toast to my ladies with class.
Back on the new Twist show, Jay Chris, Miss West. And it looks like Miss West might be back just in time. Miss West, is that you?
That's me. I had some technical issues.
You had to pay your bill, huh?
Don't play. My bills get paid one time. That's my job.
I gotta play. That's what I gotta do. We called you here. We called you on the studio line. I called you on my phone. What's going on over there? Let me find out something happening.
Right.
Well, glad you're back. And I just wanted to real quick send the prayers out to from the show to the victims and the families of the victims of the school shooting that happened in Nevada yesterday.
Definitely.
Very sad situation, man. Very sad situation, and that happened, and I don't really know the details. I haven't had the opportunity to actually really look into all the details of it. But right now I'm looking at an article where they're saying that there's a teacher involved that is being held at, it's being called a hero right now. And I mean, it's a doggone shame that it's almost become to a point where these school shootings have almost become commonplace. Like, it.
Right.
I remember when I can remember when the Columbine shooting happened.
Columbine.
The people know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But you know, I can remember when that happened. I can remember coming home from. I don't remember if I was a senior or a junior in high school at the time. I think I was a senior in high school when that happened, and I remember seeing that on TV and just being scared, like. This can actually happen, and I made it a point to be cool with like everybody in school anyway, but especially after that happened, I made it a point to be cool with everybody, like everybody, just to make this, you know, just in case they decided they was going to shoot up the school, that they would
yeah.
you know let me by, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm being dead serious. I really did that.
It's real. Mass shootings have become like the thing to do. And it's not just one race, it's whites, it's blacks. The shooting at the Coca-Cola factory, one's up local, like, people just want to shoot up places.
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I think because, in a way, the media kind of, highlights it as, you know, as this big event, and if you have a sick mind, you're thinking, like, I watch a lot of CSI, Criminal Minds, and, you know, if somebody's watching the news and they see, like, they show, like, the shooting, and it's, like, kind of like you repeatedly play it over and over. You got the Nancy Grace's, you got the CNN, and they, like, continue to, like, keep showing this information, then, you know, somebody out there that has a sick, twisted mind may, you know, want to do it for themselves.
Yeah. And you hit it right on the head, Ms. Wes. I mean, we've said it before. These things get so much coverage that these people are seeing this as a way to get, I don't want to say their story
like
out there, but the way they get themselves out there.
Yeah. It's like 15 minutes of fame. Absolutely.
You remember with the Virginia Tech shooting when the kid recorded
right.
I forgot what the word is, but he recorded himself before he went and did the shooting. Like, he recorded himself like the night before or right before the shooting, you know, proclaiming, you know, Dylan Klebold and such and such a heroes, referring to the guys from the Columbine shooting. And I mean, he knew that this was all going to come out, and he knew that his name was going to go down in history as, you know, this person did this, and it's just become a place to where, you know, and they never live. Okay. They usually don't live. They usually take themselves out at the end. They want to feel like they're dying a hero. They want to feel like they're going out, for lack of a better term, going out like a G, when really what they're doing, you know, people don't do that. All right. G's don't do that. But, I mean, you know, the guy in the Colorado theater shooting, he didn't
right.
kill himself, and he's facing courts and stuff like that now. But
either way,
part,
I don't care. I'm not going to care either way. If you take your own life or you end up getting caught and you spend the rest of your life in jail, whatever, it doesn't matter to me. I still consider either one, you know, it's over for you.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that, you know, that's what it is. It's over for you. I mean, you done this dumb act, killed innocent
yeah.
people, hurt innocent people, and
yeah.
just to, you know, to feel like you've accomplished something, and that's what you need to do to accomplish something, I feel bad for you. So, you know, that it is what it is. Like I said, prayers go out to them. On another note, something that, you know, you and I, Ms. West, we both attended a historically black institution, University of Maryland Eastern Shore. And did you hear about what happened down at Grambling, what was happening with the Grambling football team? Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't. Please fill me in.
Well, here you go. At Grambling University down in Louisiana, the football team had been through a few different coaches this year. They had a coach for 50 some odd years. They had a coach named Eddie Robinson, and he was the winningest coach. He is the winningest coach in college football. Okay. In Division I football. So, you know, he resigned a few years back and then died. He was an older gentleman. And Grambling football is known for, throughout history, of turning out basically professional football players.
Okay.
You know, not a lot of professional athletes or big-time professional athletes come from historically black institutions these days. But at Grambling, they were, over the years, you know, even when athletes weren't going to the bigger name schools, and even when they did start going to the bigger name schools, Grambling was able to turn out professional athletes. So just recently, the Grambling University's football team, the students basically, what they did was they took a stand against the university because they felt as though their conditions that they were working and practicing and stuff like that were not up to par, and they were working under unfair conditions. And basically what they did is they took a stand, they didn't get along with their coach. They didn't feel like their coach was treating them fairly as well. So they took a stand. They stopped going to practice. They basically boycotted practice, and they even forfeited their game this past weekend against Jackson State University. So now they're going back to school. Now they're going back to practice, and they've took their stand, and they're going back to the field, and they're going to take care of that business. And you know, I'm just proud of those kids for being able to take that stand, having the confidence to take that stand and realizing that, you know, they are people too, and they need to be treated fairly. So what we're going to do is we're going to take another break. We'll be right back. Keep it locked. New Twist Show.
Heard about you. You heard about me. Yeah. Wise.
Cause I had some issues.
Wise. Back at you. Bad girl.
Is it bad that
wow.
I never made love? No, I never did. But I shouldn't have.
I want you to. Good girls ain't no fun, look.
And the bad girls want a real nigga.
Yeah, cause real niggas just run. So it seems that we caught up in the wrong thing. Got a thing for a queen who know when to leave. You
got a thing for a king, but you want a king.
Seems like the ones who roam never got a ring. And I can see that you're yeah, in a literal sense, I mean a physical sense. I mean a, wait, baby, give me a second. I need a minute to bend. I'm only telling you that I heard you. And I'm telling you I can believe that. Not the type of fella that y'all be getting jealous. But we talking about game while they got the lead pass. We at that bed, floor, couch, hold up.
Loud, pass, boy, roll up.
You know what? What's up?
What's up?
Forget it, cause all the bad girls always end up all
that shit. Is it bad that
wow.
I never made love? No, I never did. But I shouldn't have had to stop being.
Perfect.
fellas, she ain't wrong. She work hard, she play harder. Got a smart mouth, like the speed fly. She don't catch feelings, she too busy catching G5. She no saint, except Saint Laurent. Gon' blaze out, take the wheel, y'all. And Rihanna got these women in they Rivers Island. I'm just trying to take a dip, y'all. Never deterred with bullshit, y'all. Never concerned, she trying to live it out. No more sucker for love, she probably ducking because you try to follow your gut feeling, you get lost. Some issues, yeah, and I noticed it. You got the coldest cortisone, but warmer skin. You froze with it. You tryna play 7-0, I be Scorpion. Get over here today, smelling like Jean-Paul. Got the 8. Got about 3 friends, she don't even tweet them. Ain't no ID, but she follow K. And we at that bed, floor, couch, hold out.
Loud, pack, boy, roll up.
You know what? What's up?
What's up?
You get it? All these bad bitches always gonna fight a jet.
Is it bad that I never made love?
And we're back on a new Twitch show, Jay Christmas. Well, we're having technical difficulties with Miss West today. I don't know what's going on. Phone keeps cutting out. I wonder if they, you know, if her phone, cell phone company is doing some type of construction over in her area. I don't understand what's going on, but you know, Miss West, when everything comes together for you, just call us on back. We'll get right back to it. You know, we'll figure this thing right on out. We're here for you, Miss West. But in the meantime, good news for you Windows Phone users. And I'm actually thinking about getting a Windows Phone. I'm an iPhone user. I'm team iPhone right now. And I'm not necessarily, you know, committed. I'm not a committed iPhone user, but I do like my iPhone, even though it's been giving me problems lately, especially with the new. Has the new iOS upgrade or whatever, has that been giving you problems? A lot of people are having problems with that. And, I'm one of them. I'm having a few issues with it myself. So, you know, if it's been giving you some issues, hit us up 347-637-3859. But good news for the Windows Phone family, they're finally going to get Instagram. A lot of people, you know, don't want to get the Windows Phone because they can't get Instagram and other apps. You know, a lot of it's not the most current phone when it comes to the apps. So, as I'm looking right now, you know, Windows Phone, Instagram is finally coming to the Windows Phone via Nokia Lumias. Nokia just announced at Nokia World. So that means you can finally stop, Windows users, you can finally stop using that silly hipstomatic workaround, okay? The photo sharing app will launch on Windows Phone in the coming weeks. And to sweeten the deal, Windows Phone is also getting Flipboard, Vine, one of my favorite apps, Vine, Temple Run 2, EA Sports, Viclone Pro, Xbox Video, and WhatsApp, among other apps the Microsoft platform has sorely been missing. So, Windows Phone users, get ready. You guys, I tell you what, Instagram is. You remember when Instagram was strictly iPhone? Not anymore. The Windows Phone family is going to be using the Instagram app. It's coming, y'all. It's coming. So look, we're going to continue to try to get Ms. West back on the line. I don't know what's going on with her system over there, but just keep it locked, y'all. Be patient with us. We'll get this thing together. We'll figure right on out. Keep it locked, y'all. It's the new Twitch show.
Yeah, I'm from that Chi-Town dirt. I went from being broke to sleeping in Versace shirt.
Yeah.
This is my story. Money, cars, bad hoes. This is my story. And I'm sticking to it. 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 Came from humble beginnings. Now I'm cocky with my spending. They say life is just a game, and I thank God that I'm winning.
Models roll my endo. I beat the pussy Django.
Let them niggas talking money. I got more digits in my gate code. To make a pose disappear like Hocus Pocus. You ain't never gonna find another nigga this focused. I got every dodge, every street corner sold up. Whatever club represent my city sold up. I own the game, coach slash player showing up. Okay, haters so fitted, never showed up. Yeah,
this is my focus.
Yeah, I'm from that shot town dirt. I went from being broke to sleeping in Versace shirt.
Yeah. This is my focus.
Money, cars, bad hoes. This is my story. Velcro, I'm sticking to it. Hey, I've been a victim to it. Your conversation is sanitation. Ain't no hesitating when I'm finna do it. I stick it in. Switch it up and try to hit a friend. Live it up and count my dividends. Roll like cinnamon. Whoa, big face Benjamins. And she looked at me like he ain't them but a star. I looked at her like this ain't them but a car. If you ride with them, you ain't going that far. But if you ride with me, crib so big. We
your
can
call has been
see.
Forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Ride me like I ride the beat.
Two,
pilot seat, I need a co-pilot. Kiss the ass in both mouths. I'm talking both lips. What you know about boat trips? Drop her ass at the chocolate factory. Yeah, we did them 12 plays. And you know who you is, girl. We've been fucking since the 12th grade. Gotcha, gotcha.
This is my focus.
Yeah, I'm from that shot town dirt. I went from being broke to sleeping in Versace shirt.
This is my story.
Money, cars, bad hoes. This is my story. I'm killing it, guilty, no plea. I'm leaving out at 6 with a dime piece. By 9 o'clock, we on round 3. I speak of rain, they say I'm crazy like they didn't know. See, I'm not crazy, but my talent, man, got bipolar. Say she a church girl, but man, she blowing holy smoke. Showed her the Jesus piece, now she got the Holy Ghost. They asked him in an interview, why do he love these girls? The only thing he had to say was, motherfuck the world.
This is my story.
Yeah, I'm from that shot town dirt. I went from being broke to sleeping in Versace shirt.
This is my story.
Money, cars, bad hoes. This is my story.
And we're back on the new Twist Show, J. Chris. We're having technical difficulties with Miss West. Ooh, yeah, technical difficulties. I don't know where that came from. I don't know. That's what happens when you're working off a little bit of sleep, when you're having, like, sleep deprivation here. You do weird stuff like that, weird voices that just come out of nowhere. But, you know, we were saying before we had went to break, before we got cut off with each other, that, you know, a lot of things have happened this past week. And one of those things that happened in the state of New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie's decision to stop fighting the legality of same-sex marriage paves the way for gays to wed in a Democratic-leaning state. So Chris Christie, a Republican governor, decided, you know, I'm not going to fight this gay marriage thing anymore. If you want to get married and if you want to be miserable like, you know, everybody else, you can go ahead and go to Jersey and you can get married. It is what it is. Go out there, have a good time. Those marriages started this week. I want to say maybe a couple days ago, I remember seeing it on the news for the first time a couple days ago, where, and And it was kind of funny because it was groups of people, groups of couples down there at a courthouse in Jersey. And I believe it was Cory Booker who was performing some of the ceremony. I'm not sure about that. I'm not completely positive on that, but it looked like it was him. And when they came to the part where, you know, if anybody thinks these two shall not be wed, speak now forever, you know that part, there were protesters there. There were protesters there, and they spoke now, and they spoke up. And I always wondered, like, what happens when somebody speaks up and says something? Well, they promptly had that person removed, and they said, you know, since there are no legitimate, you know, since there's nobody standing up with any legitimate reasons of why these two should not be met, he pronounced them man and wife, or, you know, a couple. He pronounced them a couple, and, you know, they kissed, and you know, therefore, and then went on to the next one. So the state of New Jersey is now allowing gay marriages. So that makes how many states now that allow gay marriages? I have to look that up. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I apologize, everybody. I don't have the numbers in front of me that of how many states allow gay marriage. I'm looking it up right now. I'm trying to stall for you a little bit. But it's becoming reality. And for those people that are against gay marriage, well, it looks like you're not going to win this battle. You're not going to win this battle. I personally, you know, if they want to be as miserable as any other married couple, then, you know, let them get married. Let the gay people enjoy themselves. Okay, let them suffer, let them enjoy themselves. I personally, I'm not married just yet. Like I said, yet. One day I will be married, but I'm not yet. So, it is what it is. Well, let's get to another song while we still try to get Miss West on the line. I don't know what's going on with her phone today, y'all. And I know there's people that listen to this show just for Miss West. They don't want to hear me. So, keep it locked, y'all. We'll try to get Miss West back in the line. It's the new tour show.
She said category 5 when I walk up in the strip club. Throw it high, make you and George wash the head. But OGs never fed us, now young niggas fed up. Ballin' so hard, I deserve an N1. Faking soda marketing, I'm getting it, ain't it? Obviously, you a bitch, you a host, that's just my philosophy. And I'm known to kick it like the captain. California, we with California.
We're back on the new Twist show. Jake Christmas, Wester having technical difficulties. I don't know if she's coming back today, y'all. So sad. Sad. Oh, well. Just have to get over it. So the World Series starts. It's starting. And who's playing in it? It's the not the Los Angeles Dodgers. They lost. It's the Boston Red Sox and the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Cardinals. I don't know why I couldn't think of it. It's the Boston Red Sox, St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series. But for you baseball fans, this is for you guys. It's going to be a good series. I really believe it's going to be a good series. You have two good teams that's going to go at it, two good pitching staffs, two great lineups. It's going to be interesting to watch. Will I watch it? I don't know. I know I'm a baseball coach, and you know I love playing the game and I love coaching the game. But I'll be honest with you, watching the game kind of, you know, passes me by sometimes. Sometimes I just get very bored with it. I will watch some of it. I'm pretty sure I will. But just to be completely honest with you, the game bores me sometimes. So we have someone on the line that I think we'll all enjoy. Who's this on the line? Who is it?
Oh, you know it's the Get 'Em Girl. You know it's 11 o'clock and it's the Get 'Em Girl.
Absolutely. What's going on, Get 'Em Girl? Miss Berry?
Not much. How y'all doing? Good morning.
Well, we're doing good. Well, at least I'm doing good. Miss West is, we're having technical difficulty. I don't know. She's gotten booted off the line. I didn't boot her. I promise you,
boot her. She must have been speaking some truth, and somebody came in and clipped her mic.
See, let's see. You starting.
I said somebody. Starting. I didn't say you, honey.
Yeah. You didn't, but I could hear it under your breath.
I
could hear it in the back of your brain. I could hear it.
You're percolating back there, huh?
But, no, I don't know. We're having some technical difficulties trying to get her back on the line, and I don't know. We're having some issues with her phone. But
okay, well, real quick, in the meantime, in between time, I can hit y'all with a little bit of celeb news while we're here. I don't want to end
on it. Let me put on some Fix Your Face music for you. Hold on. Let me for you. Here you go. That's
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I like that.
Go ahead.
I like that a lot. I don't want to end on a bad note, so I'm going to start off with, just an update with Adrian Peterson. You know that his son died recently. It was a 2-year-old boy who was beaten to death by the boyfriend of his baby's mother. Just an update on that. The guy who did that beating, the boyfriend, Joseph Patterson, he was initially charged with assault, but because the child died, that charge has been stepped up to second-degree murder, which, if convicted, would carry a life sentence. So that's the latest on that with Adrian Peterson and that entire situation. Moving on to better news, happier news, not necessarily better news in the television world. I don't know if you all heard, but Benzino is apparently going to or in talks to get his own reality show. Benzino. It's going to be a show, of course, based on relationships, as he seems to paint himself as the guru on love and hip-hop. They said it's going to kind of have a flavor of a love feel. It's going to be titled Sucker for Love. So they haven't released too many details about the show. I'm not sure if women will be competing for him or if he'll just be like a kind of like a Black Bachelor type of situation with that. But VH1 is kind of trying to make that happen with Benzino. Also on the television front, Philly's own Kevin Hart, hope you all have heard, and we're very happy for him, that he has struck a deal with ABC to start a pilot for a television sitcom. So they're going to be putting that together. It'll be a 30-minute television show that Kevin will not star in, but he will make a lot of guest appearances, I guess, kind of along the lines of how Ice Cube does in Are We There Yet? He will have a recurring role, though, on the show if it gets picked up. Right now, ABC has decided to do a pilot for the show, and the premise is basically it'll be a divorced couple who is trying to find their way in this world, co-parenting, even though they're no longer together. So it kind of, I guess, maybe mirrors a little bit of what he's going through in his life, and it kind of, to my knowledge, mirrors a little bit of all of us. You guys know Will Smith and Jada Pinkett had that show with Dwayne Martin.
Love that show. All of us. well.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes with ABC and Kevin Hart. But, you know, everything that Kevin Hart touches at this point seems to turn to gold. So I expect that to take off and be, you know, a very good show. As you guys probably also have heard, speaking of Kevin Hart and, you know, television, there's a reality show that's going to come on, and his wife has signed, well, his ex-wife at this point has signed up to do the show, and it'll be her, CeeLo Green's ex-wife, Tamika Foster, who, as we know, is Usher's ex-wife, and this is actually one with this cast I'm very interested in seeing. I'm interested in hearing from all these ladies and seeing how they interact with one another and hearing their stories about being with these particular guys. So those names are definitely draws for me. I assume they'll be draws for other viewers. There's no date that I've seen officially when that's going to come out, but definitely seems like something that I will tune into. Hopefully it'll be worth it. And speaking of CeeLo, who I mentioned his ex-wife will be on that show, we know that he got caught up on some charges, honey. A woman was claiming that CeeLo slipped her ecstasy pills when they were at dinner. And he pled not guilty to that yesterday when he was in court. And luckily enough for him, the prosecution said that there wasn't enough evidence to charge him with anything. So it seems like he's slid past that for now, but anybody that's a frequent watcher of The Voice or anyone that's seen CeeLo in action knows that he is quite the flirt, and charges like this cannot in any way help his image. I mean, when you see someone flirting, and that's what people do, however, his is a kind of overt, blatant type of flirting. When he does that on The Voice or wherever you see him, when charges like this comes up, it doesn't help sway public opinion to believing that he's innocent. I hope that he is. I hope that, you know, this didn't happen and, you know, that the charges were dropped, insufficient evidence, because it didn't actually happen. But I hope that it also, he learns from it and tries to find a way to curtail his behavior, because you are a mark when you're famous. And I just hope that he's not that type of person, even though he displays that type of behavior. I can't lie. Now, I know you're a basketball fan just like me, J. Chris. You heard that a couple days ago Bill Russell was detained, arrested, yes, for having a gun in his luggage at the airport. And, you know, nothing came of it. He was pretty much let go and, I guess, kind of given a quote-unquote warning. And the TSA said that, this is something I didn't know, and this is what I'm sharing with you all, that firearms are allowed to be, you can travel with firearms. You just have to let them know, and it has to be in your checked luggage. This happened to be in his carry-on, and he didn't inform anybody of it. It was a .38 Smith & Wesson, so they kind of let him go and let that all slide. But I wouldn't recommend that for us, quote-unquote, average folks.
Could you imagine big old Bill Russell going for the reach on somebody?
I know, right? You would have never, ever thought that. I would have never thought it. That thick, gray, matted beard, you just wouldn't think he'd pull out nothing on you, but that's what happened. And hey, as you guys have heard, last night I tweeted in the wee hours of the morning that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are now engaged. Kanye reportedly rented out Dodger Stadium and invited
Dodger
family
Stadium
and friends.
Okay.
Yes. Invited family and friends, gave her the ring, and they're reportedly engaged. And also rumors are swirling that she's trying to get pregnant again. Apparently Kim wants to have her babies kind of back to back to back, so that when she loses her weight, it can be for once and for all and not kind of yo-yoing, losing the weight and then getting pregnant again. So we'll see if there's any truth to those rumors and if she turns up pregnant again. And we'll also see if this wedding comes to fruition. I believe that it will. I think the real question is, how long will it last? I don't wish anything bad on anybody, so if they're happy together, I hope that it lasts forever. But that's the word on that. And finally, last night was the premiere of the TLC movie that aired on VH1. And everybody seemed to be watching it. Twitter was all over the place. I thought that the three young ladies that played T-Boss, Chili, and Left Eye all did a wonderful job. Kiki Palmer, Drew Sidora, and Little Mama all did a wonderful job in the movie. If you haven't seen it and you're a fan of TLC, I think it's something interesting. It was a little slow for me, for my taste, but, you know, I think they did a great job, and I think the girls really resemble the members, which really brought it home and helped the delivery, in my opinion. In the movie, one of the things that was talked about most on Twitter and with everybody that watched it was the portrayal of Pebbles, who managed TLC when they first came out, and she was the one that kind of negotiated the first contract that they had. And when you hear those famous lines from Left Eye about how you can be a millionaire and go broke, that was the contract that they had with Pebbles. So everybody online was, of course, talking about it and slaying Pebbles on Twitter. And if you go and try and look at her mentions, you'll see a few things that will make you chuckle. It will really make you laugh. But you know, they asked T-Boz about it, about how Pebbles was portrayed and how kind of Pebbles feels some type of way about her portrayal. Of course, Pebbles thinks that, you know, it was over-exaggerated and that she didn't do anything wrong. So I'm going to play a clip of T-Boz's response to Pebbles feeling some type of way about her portrayal in the TLC biopic. You ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
That. I love Perry. You know, she did a lot for us. You know, she really helped me figure out who T-Boz was and really tap into my talent. There's a lot of things she did do for us, but at the same point, Ray, you're never going to agree, so we can respectfully agree to disagree. But I'm not slandering you. You can't tell me my perception of you and what happened to me and how I felt about what you said or did to me. That's not slander. That's called telling the truth, boo.
That's called telling the truth. Boo.
So, boo.
Boo.
Well, it is. So
we got it. It is telling the truth. You know, she says she has no hard feelings towards her, but, you know, she wasn't going to lie and sugarcoat what happened. One thing that was brought up about the biopic that I thought was very interesting also was the portrayal of each girl. And we know that Chili and T-Boz were the ones that executive produced this, who told the story, who told what happened. And obviously Left Eye is not here to tell her side of anything. And though I'm not here to say whether or not Left Eye's personality or portrayal in that biopic was true or false or exaggerated or not, one thing that people did bring up, which I thought was interesting, was that they kind of breezed by T-Boz's relationship with Mac 10, and we all know that she was rumored to have been beaten by him. And they also did not mention Chili's relationship with Usher. So, you know, being that those are the two girls that told the story, yet they went into Left Eye's relationship a little bit with Andre Rison, and also the relationship she had with the guy Larry, quote-unquote Larry, who married Larry, who, you know, was portrayed kind of as, I guess they tried to say, the impression I got was that he kind of turned Left Eye against the other two girls. It was interesting that their kind of stuff wasn't brought into the movie also. But that's, you know, I don't have to put my stuff in there if I'm telling the story, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
I saw about 40. I missed the first 15 minutes of the movie. And I'm going to just put it out there. I used to love TLC. And growing up, I had the biggest crush on Left Eye. Like, that was my girl. I don't, Ms. West, you can go ahead and say, like, long head if you want to. Okay.
Nice and long hair.
But you know, I had the biggest
syndrome,
crush.
Ain't it, Ms. West?
He loves it. That's his signature.
They all do.
I guess it is. But, you know, I had the biggest crush on Left Eye. When she died, I was hurt. But when I was watching this movie last night, was like, it was almost like reliving it. But like you said, I noticed that they really breezed by the whole Mac 10 relationship. I thought that the whole Usher thing was kind of later on, so I guess it almost seemed like they didn't get that far until they skipped to right there in the end when they were recording with Neo in the studio. And but the portrayal of the girl, and I'm glad you said who it was Juice. I couldn't figure out for the life of me who was playing T-Bot. I knew I saw her before, but I couldn't figure out who it was. But wow, if they didn't hit these characters right on the head, like the look and everything of these characters.
I mean, nobody could have done that better. Those girls are the spitting images of TLC. They really look just like
crazy. It was crazy how well that I mean, you know, with Kiki Palmer with the hair and Lil Mama playing Left. I mean, it was the only thing about Lil Mama that was, I mean, she just looked very skinny. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. She just did. I mean, Left Eye wasn't big, but you know, she just looked a little too skinny for me.
Yeah.
I would have liked to get, have maybe 3 more pounds on it just to fill out a little bit more.
Three more pounds. Wow.
Not five.
A little bit more
three.
Cholesterol in her diet, and she'd have been all right. But, I mean, no, they really did. I mean, wow, they hit it right on the head. And everybody was talking about it on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and stuff last night. One thing that I thought was funny, though, and it wasn't something that was in the movie, something that was said about the movie, was Hector Intern had posted something. He said, anybody else noticed that there was bottles of Ciroc in the bar in the movie? Which
that's
I thought
funny.
Was kind of, I thought that was pretty funny that there was bottles.
I thought it
was
too. Somebody told me, though, and I haven't researched this, but I saw that, and I think it was on Hex's page, actually. Somebody responded to him and said that Ciroc has been around for forever. It's just that now Diddy is a part of it, and we've all come to our attention. But still, that product placement, Diddy doesn't play. I don't know how he's in a whole commercial with Calvin Johnson. Then he's got his Ciroc blade. This man's all over the place.
All over the place.
And Revolt TV launched
announced.
Yesterday.
Did it?
Yes.
Diddy's all, and I just saw on TV that Diddy wants to be, he announced that he wants to be the first African American majority owner in the NFL. So he's looking to buy.
Oh, wow.
He's looking to buy.
You know what? I love Diddy. That I've met him before. I met him twice. And he's charismatic, fun, nice guy. He was to me. And, you know, this could be because I'm a female, because he didn't know me, because I'm a reporter, you know, whatever. But he was always nice. And what I do appreciate is his chutzpah. And if he can do it, I'm all for him doing what he can do. The only thing I don't appreciate, and we didn't go into this the other week, I meant to call in and tell you guys about how he basically, someone's asking him about relationships, and he's like, yeah, I'm just not ready for marriage yet. And I'm like, you're 62. But, you know, he's the gazillionaire.
Wait.
So, yeah,
how old is Diddy? How old is he?
He's hold on, let me pull it up right now. But he's got to be close to a million.
He's got to be 40 at least. He's got to be almost 45. No, not 40. He's probably about 42. I'm gonna say he's about 42. That's my guess.
43. That was a good guess out of you, J. Chris.
Okay.
He's 43.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not mad at him at a point, because with having that money, I could understand the hesitancy to marry.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand that. I can see myself being in that position to be like, do I really want to get married? And, you know, I'm sure that he comes across a lot of people that could probably give their representative for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, and just to kind of get that benefit of Diddy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who
well, you
wouldn't
know,
want
to be? In the public eye,
true.
It took him a while to get over Jennifer Lopez, in the public eye. It took him a while.
Yeah,
and that's
the reason I could never date him, but that's just me.
Well, I mean, you know, when it takes you a while to get over somebody, it takes you a while to get back into it, to really get to that point with somebody again. So if it's true that he took, you know, that long to get over Jennifer Lopez, then it's going to take him a while to want to get back to that point with someone else. And, you know, that being said, Diddy, have your fun, homie. I ain't mad at you. Go ahead, boy.
You know, I have to say this. I am looking at this, obviously, from a different perspective. Those are great points. You know, he's a millionaire. It's you look at it from a different perspective when you have money and you don't want to be taken for a ride. However, he has a billion children also. So as far
yeah.
as, you know, I don't know. I can't speak on it entirely. I just, I don't know. There's no urgency there when you have your pick of women and you have money. So you know, it's just those are just glasses I can't see through. So I can't be mad at them. And by the same token, if you know you're someone that's not going to be faithful, you know, maybe it's best just that you don't.
Right. Right.
There you go.
Or you know that that's just not something that you want. People get
yeah.
into
yeah.
marriages and you want to make somebody else's life miserable.
Right.
No, you want to be miserble, you do that on
yeah,
your own
time.
You don't sign up for I think that, you know, marriage is a great thing. I want to be married one day, but I just don't think that is something that's for everybody. You don't have
that's
to get
true.
married.
That's
you
Speaking of which, go ahead, Ms. Barry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The last thing I wanted to say, and I don't want to, if what you were saying is back on what we were talking about, I'm off the subject, so you might want to just continue what you were doing, J. Chris.
Well, I was just going to say that when we're having technical difficulty with Ms. West, I had read a story about New Jersey allowing gay marriages, and I was saying that, you know, if gay people want to be as miserable as all the other married people in the world, then so be it. Let them do it.
Don't say it like that, but yeah, I was going to say the same thing. And Chris Christie has, you know, put it out there that he will not appeal the decision, and he'll let it go ahead. So he's trying to show his constituents that he is listening to them.
Well, he knows that's a huge part of the vote, whether it's, you know, you're gay or not. Even people that aren't gay are huge supporters of that, and you know, I certainly believe that he's going to be running for the next presidential campaign, and he's positioning himself to do it. He's got the gastric bypass going on.
He needs to lose some weight. I wouldn't care how great his outlook was. You're not healthy enough to run my country.
I agree.
I don't feel like I can put you – I don't want to put you in control. I want to put somebody in control that – like, I'm even glad that President Obama, even though he's leaving out, he stopped smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
People expect certain standards of their pastors and other officials. I expect my president to be healthy.
I agree. And really, when someone is that big or that old or whatever, it does play a part.
Old,
you know, somebody
and big.
Can say that, old, big, whatever, because at that point, I'm really having to look at your vice president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got to pick it up.
Your ass may drop
dead. Right. Because you could go into a coronary.
Yes.
And then what? And then
I mean, it's a high-pressure job. I don't need your arteries not being ready for game day.
Exactly. Exactly.
Last thing I wanted to mention with you guys before I go is I'm not sure if you've seen this reality show, Preachers of L.A., Lord Jesus. I shouldn't even get into this because it's just...
We talked about it last week a little bit. Jay said he hadn't watched it yet, but I did get a chance to watch a couple of episodes.
I'm gonna try to be as. If you are somewhat, I'm going to say if you are someone. I shouldn't even brought it up. I can't.
You did. Come on, give it to us.
I can't. You know, I'm. You know, nobody's perfect. Obviously, I'm about my Bible, but I just feel like if you're a preacher, you have put yourself and held yourself to a higher standard. And I feel like even though no one's perfect, to display your life so openly is a detriment if you're trying to bring people to God, I think. I think they may think that if we show people that we're flawed, they understand that you can come to God because God accepts everyone. However, if you are if you're going by the principles of the Bible and that you are representative of this and you're trying to live your life as close to that as you can, I think that this is an improper way to do it.
Yeah. I mean,
I just kind of feel like there, I mean, not only with this show, but with other things that happen, I just feel like the whole, they're starting to commercialize religion. And
yes.
I don't know how comfortable I feel about that. I mean, I'm not comfortable with a lot of things being commercialized, but I feel like commercializing religion is just taking it a whole another step that just adds fuel to the people that are, I should say, I don't want to say the atheists out there, but the people that don't necessarily believe in,
right,
you know, in religion, spirituality, anything like that, give them more fuel to downplay or talk down, you know, people that are religious, I should say.
Right. Now,
well, it's a big difference between spiritual and religious. Those are two different meanings.
You're right. But I'm putting them all in the one group and separating the people that aren't either one of them.
Well,
because I know people that you know, they don't believe in God or anything. And,
right.
You know, sometimes those people will always want to challenge you on something. And this gives them more fuel.
Well, I know that when I was younger, when I was a younger kid and we would go to church, the churches were more modest. You know, it wasn't that flashiness going on. it's changed as far as, you know, the outlook. You know, now is you know, it's that lights, camera, action. You got the mega churches and the pastors are driving. And like before, it just was a little bit more modest. And I think that now it's just like people focus more on, you know, organized religion is basically who it's a big business. It's who can make the most money.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
it's competitive. And we know a pastor, Jay, and it's, for you to get a job being a pastor is competitive. They can, mm-hmm. you know, they are constantly like, you know, basically checking each other, you know, like, you know, pointing out things. Well, maybe you could do this, you know, like it's a battle within that organized religion. That's why I say it's a big difference between being spiritual, no, having faith in your belief and following, you know, whatever you believe in, and being a part of an organized religion, you know, because a lot of the cases, and I'm not trying to offend nobody, and I'm not, you know, okay, I'm not the one that's going to go to church all the time, but, you know, to those that do go to church, like, it seems like, you know, they get caught up in that whole, like, camera action, you know, flashing hats, you know, who's going to, you know, look. I live next door to a lady that would go. She would look stunning, hat, dress, everything. She'd be in church 4 days out of the week, if not more. But she was the nastiest lady on my block. I mean, she talked so bad to people. It was ridiculous. And I would think to myself, like, what? Really? Like, honestly, like, you could put this front on. Like, that's why, actually, my point is I appreciate the show from North, because it's like these people aren't no different. Like, realize, like, there's a lot of people that go to church and praise their pastor, put them up on this huge pedestal. I think this show will suggest to people, look, like, your faith needs to be in your God and your
Amen.
Belief. Right, not some man or some woman that's talking to you. Like that, you know, like, I think that it's a good thing. It's on. The only thing I don't really like is the fact that one guy, and I can't think of his name, that has this, I guess I want to call her live-in. He got that live-in. She's not his girlfriend.
Situation.
They're friends. Mm-hmm. He made the point to let it be known, like, they are friends. They're good friends, and they have been good friends for a while. And that's that. It's not nothing else.
Noel Jones you're speaking about?
Who?
Noel Jones on the show, is that who you're talking about?
Noel Jones,
yeah.
Right.
They're not boinking?
See, that's the thing. He's been divorced for 20, this is my thing, he's been divorced for 20 years. Now, my whole situation is, you can go by what you, people want to go by what they want to go by, and that's fine. But what you can't do, J. Chris, is come to the NFL, right? And use college football rules, Chip Kelly. Am I okay?
Okay.
So if you're going to follow the Bible, go by the Bible. If you're not, then do something else. Write another Bible. You know what I'm saying? That's my only thing. And if you're – now, he's been divorced for 20 years, but he did not say he's celibate.
Did he specify? I don't remember seeing that he specified that they were having sex. I assume.
No, he didn't.
I assume that they would be having sex, but that could just
be me.
That's
my assumption also.
But maybe they're not having sex, so that would X out the premarital sex thing. So is there anything in the Bible? I wish Counselor Pearman was listening. She could tell me. Is there anything in the Bible that says that you can't cohabitate with the opposite sex and enjoy each other?
I believe that's living in sin.
Is living in sin to shack up
Being
married?
I'm not. Don't quote me on it, but I believe so.
That's my belief.
Either that. We gonna get some hardcore facts on that. We gonna definitely get some hardcore facts on that.
I want some too, but I want to say, even though I've never seen it verbatim, do not live with someone, or it's a sin to live with someone before you're married.
Yeah.
There are countless stories, examples, situations in the Bible, and none of them people live together. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. If
right.
you're going by the example that the Bible presents, that did not happen. I mean,
right.
David killed a man so he could get his wife. He didn't just sleep with her. You understand?
Yeah.
So because it doesn't say it verbatim, hey, you can't sleep
with this person or you can't live with this person.
Yeah.
They did not, their example that they show in the Bible, they did not do that.
It happened, right.
So somebody's like, oh, well, show me, Dietrich Haddon on the show, show me where it says shacking up. Well, that's a modern term, number one. You won't see that.
Yeah.
But there's no story I've seen where they're like, yeah, she came over to my hut and we lived there. No. Y'all got married and she came up in your hut. But I gotta go. I said I wasn't gonna be here this long. Y'all's conversation is too good. I gotta go. I'm sorry. I gotta go to work.
Bye,
Miss right,
Barry.
Thank
you.
All right. See y'all.
Wow.
I'm not
the one to shack up. I'm not a shacker upper. I feel like, you know, once I get engaged, I think I'm gonna be willing to do that whole live-in thing. You know, where you actually have your things here. Or in, where I have my things there, you know, like, but I feel like you do need to have that separation before. And
yeah,
I think I could do either one.
Like, you know, I'm the type that I like having my own space. I enjoy that. But at the same time, I also feel like you got to know somebody if you're about to live with them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you gotta know their habits. You gotta know if they squeeze a toothpaste from the middle of the tube or from the end.
You don't need to know that.
I mean, for some people, you gotta know. I have a friend that says that's like a pet peeve of his.
Seriously, well, get your own tube of toothpaste.
No, I'm just saying, but that people are particular about certain things. Like some things will annoy certain people.
That's ridiculous.
Okay,
like, Miss West,
you might be annoyed by somebody that might get up in the middle or in the morning and first thing they do is, you know, doing that throat thing, you know, how they be scratching their throat. You might be annoyed by something like that.
I am annoyed by that.
I would probably be annoyed by that, too. You understand what I'm saying? But you got to know somebody inside and out. I'm annoyed by it any time of the day, to be honest with you. But I'm just saying, you gotta know what people don't want to get married, and then you know, the day after you get married, it's like you hearing this throat scratching noise. Like, what the hell? I got to deal with this for the next 150 years of my life.
Oh gosh, that's a given. You definitely want to know who you're dealing with. But I feel like just because you don't live with someone doesn't mean that when you're in a relationship that y'all don't spend the night at each other's home. So
right.
I'm sure it's going to be more than enough occasion to find out if he snores or, you know, punches you in his sleep or leaves, you know, the toothpaste all over the sink or squeezes it from the middle, whoever, I don't know. I don't know who would get mad at that. I would just... If I did feel like that was a pet peeve of mine, I would just get my own tube of toothpaste. You use your tube that you like to squeeze from the middle. I'll use my tube that I like to squeeze from the bottom or from the top. I don't know how he likes it.
I'm just saying, people have different pet peeves.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. So I just feel like, you know, like you said, if you spend the night with somebody's house, you know, enough times, you probably will learn different things.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just saying, like, one of my a pet peeve, I don't know if it's a pet peeve, but it's definitely something I don't like, but I've dealt with, is them damn satin caps. I've mentioned it 100 times on this show.
Oh,
I hate that thing. I cannot stand them.
To sleep in?
Yes. I cannot stand them. I hate them.
You understand it has a purpose, right? Oh, and you know what? I'm about to get at you. So let
Most
me give you a scenario.
Oh, jeez.
You used to have cornrows, braids, right?
I did.
Okay. So at that time period in your life when you had those braids, go back to that time period. Imagine yourself there. Now,
okay.
When you went to bed at night, I'm sure you got some things. You might have, the first day you got them done, nicely greased, sharp lines, real clean. You wanted to keep them that way, I'm sure.
Mm.
You put something on your head to protect your braids. Am I correct?
The do-rag, yes. It was, right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so it's a purpose of the satin caps. The satin caps protect the hair that you like so much on this female.
Right.
So why do you have issues with these satin caps so much?
Because the satin caps are ugly. Okay, they look like big old Jiffy Pop hats.
Let me ask you, what would you prefer?
The scarf.
A scarf. Do you prefer a color? Do you prefer it to be a certain kind of scarf? Should it be cotton?
Because cotton will mess up the hair. Cotton will strip the hair of its natural oils that it needs. No, not cotton. But if it's satin scarf, I'm cool with that. I'm all right
satin
with that.
Scarf, fine with.
I'm all right with this. But the hat, the little Jiffy Pop shower cap looking thing, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it with a passion. I swear to goodness, I hate it. I cannot stand those things. I hate them. I hate when women. I was at Foot Locker the other day. And there was a woman with one of the things on. I was about to take a picture and send it to you. I promise you. I was going to take a picture. She was a big girl, too.
You should have.
It was a jaguar. Not a jaguar. Like a leopard print thing.
Oh, wow.
I cannot stand those things at all.
I don't like that. Now, that's just straight ratchet for you to come out of the house at any point with your bonnet, with your scarf. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I just was raised better than others. I don't judge people, but I would not come out looking like I just rolled out of bed. I think that you need to prepare yourself for the world before you come out. It's a courtesy to others for you to prepare yourself. I appreciate it.
You never know who you're going to run into, so you got to prepare yourself to be outside. Look, I'm going to take a real quick break. I'm going to play a special request by Miss West. So keep it locked, y'all. It's new to a show, J. Chris, Miss West. Hopefully, Miss West, you make it back from the break. Keep it locked.
Hopefully.
Famous, straight from the bottom. hate it. They'll never rob them guns in the basement. Out there, have a problem, Kush be my fragrance. Me, love marijuana, function on fire. Burn the room, fuck this month of sight, what is calling. Go crazy like no other weed, steady blowing. Pass the boy to my mama, runs in the family. But fuck, keep a nigga fiendish. Some dick tonight. Meet me at the W and know it's not the west side. Stick it up your south side. Baller, futuristic, groovy gangster with an attitude. What these niggas make a year, I spin that on my daughter's shoes. Smoking weed and drinking, all the college students loving you. We gon' turn it out until the neighbors wanna party too.
Luxury, chitty ching ching, could buy anything, cop that.
Dancing.
Oh, word. It makes you want to grind up on them. Let me find out. What the hell's going on over up in here? Make sure I put that on my iPod. So, you were having some phone issues, and it's funny that you were having phone issues because as you were going having phone issues, I read a story about the Windows phone. Ms. West, would you ever get a Windows phone?
I looked at the commercial. It didn't seem terrible. I haven't looked into it as far as what it's about. I don't really know. I don't know anybody that has one.
Well, I've been thinking. I've been considering it. You know, I'm team iPhone right now, and I shouldn't really even call myself team iPhone. I just happen to have an iPhone, but. I've been thinking about getting a Windows phone, and there's a few reasons why. Because I have a Microsoft Surface, which is the Microsoft tablet. I have an Xbox, and I use the PC, and you know, all those things can interface with each other, and as well as the Microsoft Windows phone, all those things can interface with each other. One of the things that I did not like about the Windows phone is the fact that it doesn't have the app store that maybe the Droid and the iPhone have. And two of my favorite apps it did not have. And those two apps are Instagram and Vine. And it's just been announced, I was reading on Gizmodo, that Instagram will launch on the Windows phone in the coming weeks. That was the big point. That was like a big selling point of why people would not get a Windows phone because it didn't have Instagram. So Instagram will be coming to the Windows Phone in the coming weeks, and the Sweet and the Deal Windows Phone is also getting Flipboard, Vine, Temple Run 2, EA Sports, Viacom Pro, Xbox Video, and WhatsApp, among other apps, the Microsoft Store.
I do hear that it's a lot faster than other phones.
I'm not sure about this. I was talking with somebody that has a Windows phone, and what she was telling me was when you use the internet on the phone and everything, you should probably clear your history after it's done, because basically what it is it's like a little computer, it's like a little PC, and it's susceptible to viruses that can affect the PC. So
right.
it has virus software for it and the whole nine. So you have to be careful. You need to delete your. She says she deletes her internet history after she's done using the internet all the time. One of the things that I did like about it that she told me about was that, you know, she can take a picture of someone's business card, and it'll automatically save the information in the contact.
Okay.
I think that's pretty sweet. I think that's a pretty sweet deal. I'm also a subscriber to Xbox Music, which is basically what it is you can stream music through your device, through I can stream it through my Xbox, I can stream it through my Microsoft Surface or whatever the case may be. And I don't mean to be an advertisement for Microsoft right now. Y'all know that, you know, they ain't put money in my pocket. I ain't about that.
But
what I do like about it is that, you know, you have I can listen to any album that I want to listen to. Any album that's in any, you know, album store, you know, app store, whatever, iTunes, whatever it is on Droid, I can listen to those albums. And it's actually a monthly fee. It's like a $10 monthly fee for me to be able to stream these albums. So, you know, when the album comes out on a Tuesday, like if somebody's album comes out today, I can just go after the show, I can just go ahead and stream it right from whatever, which is cool. So if I'm in a car, I can stream it in the car too. So I kind of like that. So I'm thinking about it. I'm considering it. I've had my phone for like almost 3 years now, so.
Interesting. That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time. So, yeah, that's just one of the things that I had read about while you were gone.
Well, I guess we have 15 minutes, so we have just enough time to discuss the actual topic I wanted to discuss with you today. So in regards to studies show that more and more, like, black women are going over on to the other side, to the white meat, because, you know, they're not getting what they need as far as relationship-wise with black men. So more and more women are gone. So there was actually a post that a friend of mine put on Facebook a while back. He also does a radio show, and he said that, you know, basically he didn't feel that if a man approaches a woman in a bar scenario that, and she's with friends, that he shouldn't have to buy, if he offers to buy the one girl drink that he's approaching, he's not required to buy all of her friends' drinks as well. Obviously he had gotten approached, you know, he had approached a female, offered her a drink that was with friends. She inquired, well, you know, you're not going to buy my friends' drinks. And he caught an attitude. He felt like, you know, he put her immediately in, like, the ratchet category, like, you know, what's wrong with women nowadays? Why would you think that I need to, you know, I have to buy you and your friend drinks? So he went on a whole full page. I mean, I literally think that he used all the characters that he possibly could without using a note on Facebook, which is a lot of characters. He said a lot. I responded, which, you know, we tend to value each other's opinions a lot. We talk and debate on a lot. So I responded, so I said, well, you know, because he didn't give completely all the facts because he was more so bashing than, you know, giving all the information. But I'm like, well, if I'm out with a group of friends and you don't know what could be going on in my circle, you know, what we're celebrating, the reason that we're together. So you're an outsider and you approach me, you know, interested. If you are offering, you know, the thought of offering drinks, the common courtesy of a gentleman that I have come across have offered all of us drinks because you're coming into our circle. Like, you're an outsider. Like, if whatever you're offering, if you decide to talk to her, then you want to also, you know, first project your eyes around the whole table and greet everyone. Like, she's with people. I said, that's common courtesy. That's being a gentleman. And he said, no, what? Not you. Like, you know, please don't tell me you think this way, too. Like, he really was adamant. And when I was out over the weekend, my cousin came up from out of town. A few of us went out, and we were at the bar. And a guy, you know, he wanted to come over and talk to us. It was two of them. And, you know, he basically put everything but $20 of our meal check and drinks, you know, paid for it. And then at, you know, no cover, the next place we were at, no cover, no, nothing, pay for nothing, you know, just because he was interested. But the point was, outside of going somewhere else and all that, the point was he was interested. He approached the area where there were a group of females, and he, you know, he didn't just offer to one. So I think that it makes a major point because it's a lot of white guys feel one way, a lot of black guys feel the opposite way. And this is just my experience. So please don't bash Miss West. But I have been considered a serial dater. I have, you know, been on plenty of dates. And I don't discriminate. I don't, you know, just date black guys. You know, I'm open. And I have experience, and it is, you know, quite clear that white men date in court a lot differently than black guys, you know, around the same age. And we're talking same age categories. So what do you think about that, Jay? Please don't hurt me. But what do you think about that? Do you, if you approach a female, please save y'all. Please tell me. If you approach a female in a bar area, what do you do with the intent to buy a drink?
Well, okay, let me first off say, and I don't know if, whether you're going to believe me or not, but it's the truth.
Okay.
I have never that, as far as much as I can remember, I have never approached a female in a bar and bought them a drink.
Never.
I've never done it.
Whoa.
I've never done it.
Do you frequent that lounge, club, bar scene?
Not like I used to. Not as much as I used to, but I mean, there was a time when I was there, like, you know, every day, at least 2-3 times a week. That's it.
Wow. Okay,
and
so
we
got to talk hypotheticals then. So you do.
So I mean, if we got to talk hypotheticals, then I mean, you got to automatically assume that I'm going to say I'm not buying everybody a doggone drink.
No.
Why? Why am I buying every? Okay, here's the thing. Now,
no.
if we're sitting at the bar, okay, let's say you're sitting at the bar, okay, and you got your girls with you, okay, I don't know if women do that. I can't really say I've seen many women do that. They usually like at a table so they can see each other or whatever. But if you're sitting at the bar,
yeah,
like, let's say you got four of your girls, and let's say you're on the end, okay? I'm not
Or you can be at a table. You could be at a table. No,
I know,
whatever.
But I'm just giving you a hypothetical for this situation. Uh-huh. Let's say you're on the end and I want to have a conversation with you. I'm going to just try to spark a conversation with you. And you know, if you start, you know, talking to me, then we'll talk.
I'm glad that you've never approached anybody because I'm going to tell you automatically.
I don't believe in the faith of, you have to buy somebody a drink to have a conversation.
It's
like,
not
kind of...
that. It's not about the part. It's not about buying anything. That's not the point of it. The point is that you're coming into my circle.
No,
like,
I'm not coming.
Outside.
No, no. See, that's where you're wrong. I'm not coming into your circle. I'm not
you
talking.
Are.
I'm not interested in everybody else. I'm interested in you.
No, that's not the point, Jay.
No. It is. It is.
This is going to definitely have to go on to the next show.
I'm not interested in birthing them on the other side. I'm interested in you.
And that's fine. That's perfectly
fine.
I'm not looking for conversation from them.
I'm looking for it from you.
It's not about that. The fact is that a gentleman, a man is going, if he's approaching a woman in a setting where she could be with her family, she could be with friends, you don't know what the group is, she could be with business associates, whatever the case may be, the proper thing is to address and greet everybody in her party.
Okay, and I agree with you there. I agree with that, but that doesn't mean I have to buy everybody a drink.
If you offer to buy her a drink, then yeah, you should.
Look, if you with your business associates, okay, I don't know who these people are, right? I say hello to everybody, okay? But I'm interested in you. I'm not buying your business associates a drink.
Why not? If they're already
drinking?
Why would I
buy your business associates a drink?
It's appropriate. You came to my circle.
Take one of your business associates is a dude. Do I need to buy him a drink too?
Then don't offer the drink at all then. That's my point. Don't offer it. If you're not going to offer it to all, then don't offer it at all. That's how I feel. And maybe that's
like
just my opinion.
It's like seven of y'all.
No, and it's not just me. I mean, I know very legit, very, you know, together women, married, et cetera, that feel the same way.
Wait a minute. say it's like 7 of y'all. I need to buy all y'all drinks. That's like $100 worth of drinks I'm buying just for a conversation.
That's why I said, listen, babe, you evaluate the situation. No, you're not about to. They've got Ace the Spade on the table. No, you're not about to buy 4 more bottles. You're not about to pay $1,000. No, you evaluate the situation. But if you're not going to buy drinks for everybody, then you don't offer the drink to the girl. Like, it's not necessary for the guy to offer a drink.
I find you so attractive that I need to have a conversation with you. Have a conversation,
that's fine, but you don't have to offer a drink.
But then some females would be like, well, ain't you going to buy me a drink? You know what I'm saying? Like, some females need to have a drink.
Then you know what type of female that you deal with, because a real chick isn't going to say that. I'm sorry.
That's why I've never approached a female with the intent of buying her a drink.
I'm never. Will it ever come out of my mouth to say, oh, you're not going to buy me a drink? Seriously, how does that sound? Just listening to me say it right then, it would never come out of my mouth. Never.
You'd be surprised at the stuff that come out of females' mouths.
Well, look, you'd be surprised what comes out of men's mouths. We can go for days.
I would, but I wouldn't, because I've heard stories. The first time when I approached a female or whatever, and the very first thing out of her mouth was, how many kids you got? That threw me. I mean, I was still in college at the time.
I mean, she should have said, how many kids do you have? Would that have been better?
I mean, whatever. I'm not talking about the grammar. I'm just talking about what she said. She didn't say hi. The first thing out of her mouth was, how many kids you got? How many kids you got?
Oh, wow.
That was the very first thing out of her mouth.
Did she have kids?
Yeah.
Was she looking for play dates? I don't know.
The funny thing is that we're still friends. We're still friends to this day. Like, we're friends.
Oh.
I don't even know how that happened, that we, you know, being friends, like staying friends, but it happened. But either way, like, I didn't buy her a drink, though. I didn't buy her a drink.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a requirement to offer me a drink if you want to talk to me in a setting. You know, I mean, it's a nice gesture if you decide to do it, but I don't think that it's required of a man to do it. But I feel like if you do offer it, and I'm with a group of my girlies, and we're all sipping on cocktails, then it needs to be, you know, bartender, take care of them. Not
as far as you got a homely group of girlfriends that ain't nobody gonna buy them drinks, and they just buy you.
I'm about to talk about a bridal shower, and if it was that type of situation, then maybe you could catch the girl when she walked off and went to the bathroom. But I'm talking about the chicks there with 2 or 3 of her girlfriends. You don't know what they're celebrating. It could be somebody's birthday, somebody's whatever. Promotion. Who knows what it is? But I feel like the common courtesy would be stepping into anybody's circle. That's even me. I feel that way. I feel like if I had the balls at any point, at one point I did. Miss West was a little bit bolder in her heyday, but now, you know, I don't approach guys. Really, I don't. But if I did ever approach a guy in that type of scenario, and he was sitting with his friends, and I said, you know, I thought in my head I wanted to buy him a drink, which checked out, but we're talking, why not? I would get all of them drinks. I feel like it would be the courteous thing to do. That's what's right. That's what's proper. Like, you don't walk up into somebody's space and just, you know.
See, I can't say that I completely disagree with what you're saying, because I understand what you're saying, and I get it. It's just like, I get it, I understand, and you know, if I guess it depends on the situation. If it calls for it, you know, maybe I get about a week, or I have some fun. Maybe, you know, maybe I got a couple of my homies with me, you got a couple of your homies, whatever. We can have some fun. But
we can have some fun. Don't talk to me like that, Jake.
We can have a good time. I ain't talking to you. I don't know. Your breath might stink. I don't know. I'm just saying. we can have a good time. You know, have your friends call my friends. We can be friends. You know, whatever. I don't know what you into. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like I guess if you evaluate, I guess you kind of changed my mind on it a little bit. If you evaluate the situation and it's feasible, I guess that can work. That can work. But
I guess it. I take that as a
miss
win.
As a miss, you need some wins, don't you?
For sure.
Need them when. I mean, you know, I can understand it. Like, if it, all right, well, let me ask you this. Let's say somebody is engaging in a conversation. Let's say it's only you and one friend, or maybe you and two friends, and your other two friends are engaged in conversation already with other guys. Now,
right.
If I come up to you and I approach you, do I need to also offer them drinks and they're already engaged in conversation? Or that's rude?
Wait. Come, give me that
it's,
one more time.
Excuse me. It's you and a friend at a bar. Okay. I approach you, but somebody already approached your friend, and your friend is in conversation with that person. Okay. Now, that person has bought your friend a drink, whether they bought you a drink or not, whatever. But let's say you're in need of a drink, and I approach you, and I offer to buy you a drink. Do I also need to buy your friend a drink?
No, I don't think
already engaged
that's
in conversation?
No, I think that there are, you know, that's why I said you got to evaluate the situation. If it's a scenario where, you know, if I'm there with my girlfriend and my girlfriend is preoccupied with some guy she's been flirting with, and then you happen to come on over and he's already bought her a drink, then I think that, you know, you don't have to buy her a drink. Like, because it's not as though you're coming, like, I'm basically there by myself at that point.
So you're like, forget her. Give me a drink. Forget
her.
No,
it's not forget her. I think that if you come up and someone is involved in a conversation, which is usually the case, if they're not already occupied doing their own thing, I think that, you know, if you walk up and everybody's, you know, taken, then, you know, you're only talking to her because she wasn't in a conversation with these others. They're already talking to somebody. That's a lot different. I think you just have to, you know, I just think that some people are proper, some people are not. Some people was raised right, some people wasn't. That's how it boils down. That's what it comes down to.
I don't even know where I would learn that. I need to buy everyone. I'm the type of person that would probably offer. I probably would. Like, I sit here and say that, no, you ain't got to do it. But I am the type of person that would probably offer. And I don't know if I would offer because it's the, like you said, a gentleman would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why I would offer. Or if I would offer to come off as I'm a nice guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if there's a difference there. But
yeah.
I would try to give
know.
A good
that's
graces up your friends as well.
I don't know. I guess I like to set up a strategy plan. I mean, if you're just going over just to have some talks for the evening, you don't plan on taking numbers. I mean, it's just something that you might even be, I don't know what happened, but then I can see like you just not being courteous at all. Or I mean, not saying I condone it, but I can understand if that happens. But if you really are trying to get to know somebody and you see them out. Which I don't know how often that happens actually at bars. I don't know what the percentage is. I've never gotten into a relationship. I can tell you that. I never entered into a relationship with someone I've met at a bar.
Me either. Never happened. And that's probably why I don't buy people drinks.
Yeah.
When I drink at the bar, because I don't think I'm even interested in you know.
That's why
I don't think I'm interested in doing that.
That's what makes it even more proper to me, because it's like more than likely this isn't going anywhere. So the fact that you're going to come into my space, you know, I feel like, yeah, you should be pretty courteous. Like, if not, then I can just tell you to get the fuck out of here. And get the hell out of here. I'm so glad. Is that, can't you edit that part out? It's 12:03.
Maybe later. But it's on the live. It's going to be on the link. Let's put it that way. Going to be on the link.
I have to get prepared for work. I have more to do. I won't be back in the house until maybe midnight tonight. I really just want to have time to myself where I can just sleep. But then I think to myself, like, then I'll be mad at myself that I slept and I didn't get anything done. So,
well, this is my weekend. This is the beginning of my weekend, the next 3 days or, you know, two and a half or whatever. So last week we said we was going to get up and get a drink. It ain't happening. So you don't call me, don't you? You don't, after like today, like I don't hear from you till like next Tuesday.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Am I lying?
I mean, I'm not going to call you a liar, but I'm going to say that most of the time when there's some communication, I initiate it. But I don't want no crap from you. You don't want to get
say that. I wouldn't say that either because you don't know how to answer phones or answer texts until at least 24 hours later.
You know what?
At a
I'm
minimum
working.
Of 24 hours later.
I'm definitely working on that. That is something on my to-do list.
And you're working on that?
Yes, and I appreciate your feedback on my journey with that. Okay.
Anytime I can help. Anytime.
All right, so I got to get out of here. My last words is it's still Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so make sure that you're going out, and if you're at the age that everybody should be doing self-exams, check the tatas. Everybody should be doing, if you have breasts, men too. Men die from breast cancer.
It's true.
Or have your partner rub them, or, you know, and when you're 20, between 20 and 30. 20 and 30, you should actually, when you get your annual or you go in, if you go in every year to your doctor just for a physical or for whatever, women usually go more than once a year, maybe twice. Just have them do a clinical exam, which is real quick. It's 5 minutes. They do a quick fill up. They got gloves on. It's not, no intrusion. You're good. And they check, make sure that you're good, and just make sure that you're following up on that because sometimes my doctor doesn't suggest it. I mean, I probably look healthy. He doesn't just want to fill me up. I have a male doctor, so I guess he just doesn't decide every time I'm there, like, okay, well, let me touch. So you have to suggest it. You have to suggest it to your doctor because they have plenty of patients, and they forget. So get out there. Make sure that you take care of them. People die so much. I lost my auntie several years back to breast cancer. So, you know, it's something that's big to me because it's been such a lot. Like, literally, it's, for all the money and for that support, you would think that they would have come up with something, some type of technology that could help with that fatality rate of breast cancer, or, you know, after all that research, but they still haven't. So it's sad.
It's very serious. It's a very serious disease, and definitely, you know, we need to work more towards finding a cure.
And you don't have to be doing anything wrong or unhealthy to get it, and that's what's messed up. Like, you know, you get lung cancer, you're like, okay, you were smoking, you got lung cancer. Like, some cancers, it's because of what you chose your lifestyle. But breast cancer is, you know, anybody to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You're very right. You hit it on the head, Ms. West. I couldn't say it better myself. So, you know, make sure you test yourself. And have you tested yourself already?
Who, today? No, but
I don't know how often you're supposed to do it. This month or whatever. I
rub myself up in the shower. I'm going to be honest. I don't know who I'm lying for. I do rub myself up in the shower. I fill myself up. I explore every part of my body.
Word?
Every day. I mean, it's mine, and that's what you have to do in order to keep it clean, I think.
Word?
I would think.
Makes sense. Yeah.
It adds up. All right, let's get out of here. You want to keep me around. I know you love my voice.
Well, you know, I try. I'll listen to the radio later and listen to replay of the show so I can fill my void. That's what I have to do. But all right, I'll let you go, Ms. West. Go get ready for you, guy. Go out and make my money.
I sure do. You all have a good one.
Take care, Ms. West. I'm hanging up on you now. I'm muting you now.
Right.
So while Ms. West gets ready for work, I have to let y'all know that it's not about who you know, it's about who knows you. So get out there, market yourself, meet somebody. The new Twist Show. Get yourself tested. Test yourself for breast cancer. Test yourself for AIDS. Register to vote. Do all the stuff that you need to do. It's the new Twist Show, y'all. It's J. Chris, Ms. West. We out of here. Be on the lookout for new Twist After Dark. It's coming. I promise. We love y'all for loving us. Peace.